Rights Hour, brought to you by Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. This is guest host Donna Betts and special guest Linda Fagan. And we have a caller on the line from James from Missouri. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey, we're fit as a fiddle, sitting here sweating up a storm.
Well, it's hot enough for everybody, I'm sure.
Yep.
I appreciate the time to talk with you about the agricultural policy and our history of agriculture.
That's quite a history, isn't it?
Yes, it's...
this program isn't long enough.
Yeah, I wanted to say I'm a filmmaker working on a documentary about agriculture, and we've been in post-production 3 years, covering 223 years of the history of U.S. ag policy, from Farmer Washington to current issues.
Oh, really?
And the website is www.intheinterestofnationalsecurity.com. The title, In the Interest of National Security, springs from the 1947 National Security Act signed by Harry Truman.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some very interesting research our company developed on national security directives on agriculture to produce food at cost, parity, and then to store enough for a war disaster. Two national security directives that have never been executed or faithfully enforced. And from 1953 to current issues, current date, our resources and our research associates have determined this was a loss of over $6 trillion of national earned income. The food was produced, it was underpaid and undervalued. So when we're looking at $14 trillion national debt, and almost half of that came from our failures to enforce our own ag policy, economic principles, and national security strategy, I think the Congress and the President need to look at agriculture as an issue.
We would have to agree with you, and we've been trying for a long time, but when you're dealing with less than 1% of the population who are farmers, and that includes all of the agribusiness size, concentrated animal feeding operations and those with multiple thousands of acres in grain throughout the Midwest. We ain't even a minority.
Right.
We don't stand a chance.
Well, the voters, the taxpayers, and the consumers are the powerhouse.
Bingo.
Behind any positive change. And right now, the elephant in the room is the debt. And,
mm-hmm.
I know they want to raise taxes. They might have to do that. They're going to cut spending. They're going to have to do that. But
elephant just might have to move over a little bit for the other big elephant in the room.
Correct.
Which is the food.
They're still missing the best possible revenue generator, and that's the wealth of nature.
Bingo.
And nature continues to credit, and the way the laws are applied and enforced, Van Debits, nature credits Van Debits, is a scenario that destroys capitalism's ability to create wealth to service. So I think there's some fundamental philosophical issues that agriculture needs to be involved in that debate.
Oh, we've been looking for ways to get there. There have been several documentaries that have been made and have been of great help. But how do you get them to the general population?
I think our film, while it was a low budget activity, did a really good job of trying to bring that to the forefront of the public's attention. In terms of, we started off with the health issues of the 208 congressional investigations that were over 5,000 were dying a year, and 76 million being sickened a year, and I think the estimates now are that 70,000 die a year in the United States from foodborne illness and imported bad foods, and that 81 million are being poisoned, are the current estimates I'm hearing.
Okay.
So I think the public can't afford these health care costs from a non-local organic and safe farm. And I think the basic issue of our film goes from 1910 to 2010. The big change was the farmer was the price maker in 1910. Now he's the price taker.
That's
and what a fundamental failure of allowing the producers to be the price partaker. Well,
I think we're going to need to take a break here, Jim. If you want to hang on, we'll come back to you on the other side of this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Visit us at www.farmtoconsumer.org. This is guest host Donna Betts with special guest Linda Fagan. We have another caller on the line, and Linda is going to talk to, I've forgotten the name, Bill in Iowa.
Okay.
All right.
Bless you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. Ladies, we are so blessed to have you in the cabinet at a most critical juncture in our republic's history. I can't thank you enough. It's so beautiful here. I don't know who would sit in a studio and actually go through the tragedies that you're trying to describe to the unaware, the involved, the unwashed, or whoever. Remembering that before there was paperclip, it was overcast. Even more than it was the Emergency Agricultural Readjustment Act of, and by virtue of fiat of Congress, and a very exact wording to the land grant research, we ultimately fell into ARPA-DARPA defense conversion. All the appropriate materials, funds, and technology and or its application is to your great-grandchildren free because you paid for the cap for once. It's very tragic, but it makes me happy. in the fray. Your other the gentleman that was just on.
Correct.
You have contact with him?
I'm not sure whether we can or not.
You're really at your best opportunity, most assuredly. This is place for, as we might say, somewhat mirrored image, and certainly well taken. But you definitely want to get a hold of Randy Kelton, Rule of Law Radio. Have you talked to him recently? Randall Kelton?
I don't know that gentleman.
Rule of Law Radio. Eddie Craig. Edward Eddie Craig.
No. I don't listen to much radio.
Yeah, I don't either. I listen on a Bi-link onto your cell phone, and you can take it anywhere and make other people listen to it until they finally dummy up.
Oh.
The bridge number is 1. You have a pen? Anybody got a pen in the audience? Or are they all asleep and dehydrated? I bet 328, officer and a gentleman, 328, giving official plaudit. He is not anything but a giant among men, and I would like to thank him ahead of time for all of his efforts and resounding successes. The number is 171-2-432-11 or 00, I'm sorry, replace 0075. 171-2-432-0075. You should always, as good broadcasters, remember that there are people with arthritic fingers that don't have a pen in their hand when we say something that they really need to do or have.
Well, we thank you so very much this evening for your call.
The PIN number, ma'am. The PIN number. It ain't going to make any difference if I called or not, now would it?
Yes. Okay. All right. We were talking about the far-reaching tentacles of new. Well, they haven't even made it legislation yet, but what we are understanding are the rules that we're supposed to follow that really aren't rules.
Well, I think that mainly what we're looking at is we're looking at an ever-increasing amount of regulatory agencies.
Bingo.
And we all know that all businesses have suffered as a result of regulatory agencies that are over-regulating everything. I think we're finding agriculture is catching up quite quickly here in the state of Ohio. Of course, a couple of years ago, we passed a piece of legislation that, well, it wasn't legislation, it was actually a constitutional amendment here in the state of Ohio to create a livestock animal livestock care board. And I personally was opposed to the creation of that because, not because I'm opposed to anything that they have regulated so far, but because I feel that creating this board and giving them the rights to regulate will only give them more and more rights to reach farther. And I think that that will be true of any regulatory agency. And so I think that it behooves every one of us to be aware, and not just aware, but to be concerned to contact people and
get active.
Get active. in our legislatures know our legislators. And, you know, let them know when what we want and what we don't want. And one of the things that we don't want is more regulatory agencies. We know what one regulatory agency has done with us and all the curves that it's put in our lives.
When we didn't even break any laws. The judge found in our case, actually, that the Ohio Department of Agriculture was guilty on 3 counts of illegal rulemaking, as well as 3 times unconstitutionally denying us our day in court. He was in our corner. I mean, this, we actually proved that this was the case, and had never had a complaint, had never broken a rule. So if this is any indication, we've got to be ever vigilant.
Right. And see, in the state of Ohio, actually, there is not a law against the selling of milk as an animal product.
Nope.
It's an interpretation. It's a rule. It's a regulation imposed by a regulatory agency. It is not a law. And this is the thing that regulatory agencies oftentimes feel that they can step beyond law. They take a regulation, or they interpret something as, you know, into the regulations, and then try to enforce it as law when it isn't a law. The law doesn't exist to back that up. And I think that we're going to find more and more of that coming across with other regulatory agencies, the Food Safety Modernization Act and this new Royal Council that President Obama recently enacted.
What he signed in June
9th. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it gets to be kind of scary when you go to thinking about what they might come up with for us to have to deal with in the future.
But as the gentleman was just talking about before, we as farmers had moved from where we were a price setter ever since the late 1950s, when the one gentleman was speaking of some of these laws and rules, the laws that were passed and have never been enforced, put into place, that would have aided the farmer. But since the late 50s and early 60s, the farming, a farmer's produce, anything that comes from a farm, is the only industry in the United States that is not based on price, a cost plus reasonable return on investment, and in order to determine the selling price. The farmer has to buy everything retail from agribusiness and has to turn around and sell everything wholesale back to the same agribusinesses at a price that they determine. And this just absolutely, doesn't come out right in the end for the farmer. But the farmer has been such a resilient and resourceful individual they love what they do. It's actually a job they love. They know they can't make any money at it, but they just keep trying. This is one of the dilemmas. But we'll pick this up again on the other side of the break.
you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. This is guest host Donna Betts with special guest Linda Fagan. I guess we have a caller on the line, Lark from Texas. Good evening, Lark.
Well, good evening, madam. And to your guest as well, Ms. Fagan.
Yes.
Yeah, good evening.
Well, thank you. My late mother was from Ohio, and so...
Good to hear your voice again.
I'm especially pleased when I run into people from Ohio.
Uh-huh. Well, both of us are natives. We've not gotten too far from from our roots.
She was too. She was. We call a no-nonsense Yankee woman.
Yep. Yep.
Anyway, I wanted to make a couple of observations to perhaps be helpful. First of all, if James in Missouri is still listening, I personally think that the two of you would make ideal spokespersons for these issues. And I'm sure the audience feels the same. I would also like to add that it would be nice if James in Missouri could hook up with the two of you in some way, shape, or form. I took note of his in the internationalsecurity.com website that he mentioned, but I wasn't sure that he was finished with his purpose of his call. Regarding Bill in Idaho, I know he had kind of a scratchy transmission, but I perhaps think that he was trying to transmit a PIN number. Did you happen to get that, and is my error?
I think Mike did.
Oh, very good. Yeah, because I think
yes.
He was pointing out a particular broadcast schedule related
uh-huh.
to rule of law radio.
Uh-huh.
Now, I point out that, you know, when we had prohibition in this country, what happened with prohibition is we had organized crime and communism take hold in America. You can look at today at these cities, New York City, Chicago, whatever cities around Lake Erie there, towards in Pennsylvania, Cleveland, Ohio, Madison, Wisconsin, Seattle, Washington. All these cities are very liberal today. And I know that the two of you live in a part of a country which is, for someone like myself, living in the big city of Dallas, Texas, you live in a rather sleepy part of the world.
To say the least.
You've got us pegged, Larne.
But I've got to say, I admire you so much. You know, I happen to think this. I think we're going to see a time, since I'll back to the other purpose of my call in just one second. We're going to see a time when, frankly, everybody is going to have to be their own farmer. Simply to be able to live in a toxin-free environment. And so I know myself in suburbia, I don't feel particularly comfortable here that I will have access to healthy food for very long in such an environment. So,
well, Linda and I live, and you've got us pegged right. We walk the walk and live the life.
Well,
of which you are speaking.
Well, I know just what you're saying. My mother was an advocate for what she called plain cooking.
Yep.
And she would always turn up her nose at anybody that wanted to sell her any kind of fancy what the heck, whatever it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Because for her, plain cooking was God's cooking, and that's just the way it was. And my late father was a similar type of person. You know, the... He was from the panhandle of Florida. He was a cracker.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting to note that Appalachia is considered the most impoverished region in America. And,
I didn't know where we came in that bunch of five, but I know there are five poverty pockets. We're one.
Well, and the second most impoverished region in America is that region of the Florida panhandle, southern Georgia, and southeastern Alabama.
That's the deep south.
Yes, but
mm-hmm.
those people are just very much like you. They literally lived with the seasons. My late father was a shrimper and oysterman. He could do anything on a farm, and yet he didn't even consider himself that he was a farmer or a fisherman or a shrimper. It was just a way of life. It's how people live. But I want to point out that truly what we're seeing today is we're seeing a system of law called community law, or what is termed communitarian law. The system that we're under today is what is known as communitarianism, which is nothing more than communism plus capitalism. The kids today in the schools, especially since the Reagan administration in early 90s, have been indoctrinated into this type of a ism, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever want to touch base with me again, please get a hold of the board op at RBN. I'm easy to get a hold of, and I enjoy listening to you speak.
Thank you so much, Lark, for your call. We have a break here. We'll come out on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. This is guest host Donna Betts and special guest Linda Fagan. We'll be taking calls at 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 1-800-313-9443. We're hoping to get a couple of more callers here, and the time is running short. Linda and I were discussing regulations here, and Linda has a much better mind for what the regulations say than I do. She's the age of my kids, and so I keep leaning on her to keep me straight on the facts and figures and when what happened, and that way I don't have to worry about getting older. Okay, Linda, you were talking about the Ohio Animal Care Board that has been set up, and what they've just come out with their regulations as to what they're going to be requiring of people.
Well, actually, I'm not sure what all of them are. Donna was at a Catholic Rural Life meeting here just not too far back that last week, and she brought home the ones that were pertaining to beef and dairy cattle.
and chickens. One of the problems that I see in them that is that the rules and regulations are set down as a one size fits all, and that one size is the larger enterprises, agribusiness size, with the 5,000 animals in a feedlot or 100,000 chickens. And it appeared that it was rather one of the things that got to my attention, because I have raised poultry and slaughtered them here on the farm, taken them to the farmer's market or sold them to individuals who came here to pick them up. And now the requirement is going to be that you need to use a stun gun on chickens, which does not allow these birds to bleed out, which makes the meat really the only way the meat is desirable. But this is all of these regulations were made for those facilities who can process hundreds per hour, and it completely leaves the small independent farmer such as here in southeastern Ohio and Appalachia. It makes so many things so cost prohibitive, and Linda has just gone through an inspection at at the farmer's market on several things, and it seems that she has another take on what's going on with those rules and regulations.
Okay,
let's talk to Michelle in Montana. And then we'll get back to rules and regulations later. How are you, Michelle?
Very fine, thank you. I just wanted to encourage all the consumers out there to put their money where their mouth is. I think I myself live at 7,300 feet in the Bangtail Mountains.
Ooh.
I teach biointensive farming, and I grow all of our food, including oils. And we have a passive solar house that heats itself, and we have wind generator and solar panels, and we're off the grid. So, of course, I'm talking to you on a cell phone.
Uh-huh.
And I think just critical mass will push whatever we need pushed. You know, I like the idea of everyone eventually growing all their own food, because I think the smaller the farm is more gentle on the soil, and, of course, organically, not using herbicides and pesticides and fertilizers or organic or non-organic fertilizers is easier on the earth, and it's proven
lighter
that you can't. Pardon?
Lighter footprints.
Yeah, lighter footprints. It's proven you can't eradicate an insect with pesticides. I took the Master Gardener courses and did the integrated pest management, and it's, you know, it's a proven fact. You can't kill the little buggers, so you need to live with them.
Yep. It's sometimes like kids. You can figure out a way to do it when you have to.
And I love all these organizations cropping up on the internet, like the Farm to Legal Defense Fund and all the raw milk issues that are going on right now. You know, if enough consumers get behind that, the government just won't have a chance, because we'll just take over. And I think we should have the right to drink and eat whatever we want to.
Well, this is one of the things in the Food Safety Act. They made the determination that you do not have the right to determine what foods you want to eat or want to feed your kids. They also, it's written in that regulation that you do not have the right to contract with anybody else for foods. Forget barter and trading. This
well,
is going too far.
Yeah, that just doesn't wash with me.
I think I agree sort of with what you're saying. I do think that, though, that consumers do carry a lot of weight. If the regulatory agencies do not interfere too much, consumers, by purchasing from people,
to foods in a manner that they feel is acceptable to them if they can't produce their own, all of it. Money talks.
That's right.
And, if the money flow, if the consumer takes the time to search out food sources, makes the effort to go out of their way to find them, they can be found. And then does support those people. That's what it takes to change things.
Yeah, I get a lot of apathy around here because we have such a long winter. And part of the reason my husband and I moved to this top of the rock kind of a place was to sort of show people that, you know, humans are very, very creative, and where there's a will, there's a way. And if I can do it, you can do it 1,000 feet lower. So I just think Americans are very resilient, and I think that if we have to have a rebellion, we will. We'll have a revolution.
It needs to be grassroots. I mean grassroots from the bottom. A Tea Party might have worked at one time, but we needed a ground swelling, uprising. But it's something that is long overdue. I keep wondering, what is everybody waiting on? Because you hear so many people are disgruntled with what we have to deal with. And are disgruntled with the way things are going. But come on, get involved. Get with it.
And I think people are just overwhelmed because there's so many issues. I mean, there's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and they're all interrelated. And I think what they don't get is that they're all interrelated. Like, you know, it's the planet. It's where we live.
The hip bone connected to the thigh bone. It still is, huh? And it will be for a long time.
I'm going to get off the line and let someone else call. I just wanted to encourage everybody to put their money where their mouth is and try growing your own food.
Thank you so very much for your call.
Thank you for being there.
Oh. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Linda, you were going to talk about more of the regulations. And
well, of course, you know, it varies. Regulations vary from state to state. So what applies here in Ohio probably may not pertain to someone elsewhere. But as far as here in Ohio, we've run into some interesting stuff. It's been a while since there's been an ODA inspection at the farmer's market where we market at. And we've been very lucky because we knew of some regulations that existed, but we hadn't had to act upon these regulations, so we were kind of in a comfortable position, and now we've found ourselves again thrown out of our little comfort zone, thanks to this inspection that took place. We're in, as Lark from Texas said, we are in a very rural area, and I guess. We're also a poor area, which I didn't realize until after I'd gotten into high school that we were considered poor.
We didn't know it when we were growing up.
But yes, I did come to learn that we are considered poor people.
Uh-huh.
But I don't consider myself poor, nonetheless. And so,
way, shape, or form.
But what we're dealing with here is, in like, for example, eggs, we have several people who have just small flocks. I'm not talking about, 100 or 200 or whatever birds. You're talking about people with less than 50 birds in a flock. They, we use a lot of eggs ourselves,
But, and we do sell some to neighbors, supply extended family, but there's still a few extra eggs that end up. So we can easily market those at the farmer's market, except that we have to deal with the regulations. And the regulations say that we have to have an egg inspection. Used to be that, and Donna had gotten an egg washing inspection here in the state of Ohio.
Several years.
They did create an exemption that if you have less than 500 birds, you don't have to have an egg washing facility inspection. But you still have to have a refrigerator that they can have access to. They can come onto your property, access it. It needs a thermometer in it. And there are certain labeling requirements to your cartons. But the real kincher of it is that if that, by doing that, you can sell like to a mom and pop store down the road. There are still a few of those here in Southeast Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And, but to take them to some place like the farmer's market, they consider that you are retail selling an item when you take it to the market. And so, therefore, they're saying now that we need a retail mobile licensing, which is not an inexpensive item. It costs a goodly sum. And
well,
the local health department is telling us that we need to have a commercial refrigerator. When you're talking about half a dozen different people who are bringing less than 20 dozen eggs a week to a farmer's market, and each one of them needs to have a commercial refrigeration unit. Each one of them has to have a mobile retail licensing.
Plus the cost of their stall at the market.
Yeah. It's
not
prohibitive. You know, you're not going to make any money. So these people are better off to take their little birds to the guillotine and eat them during the winter.
There you go.
Than to continue to bring eggs down to the farmer's market. This is just one of the regulation problems that we're having to deal with in our community, in addition to our own problem here with the dairy items.
Well, some counties even allow Coleman coolers to still be used,
right,
and pack them with ice, and this is what we used to do. And anytime you would stick the thermometer down into the eggs, they never reached 40 degrees. It has to be 42 degrees or less. And common sense says so long as you are holding the temperature to what the regulation says, what makes the difference? How it gets there or what it is being housed in. And each county, it seems, has the ability to interpret the state rules as they wish, which makes it even more difficult.
Right. So I don't know, the rest of the states might be dealing with as far as selling items. But there we go back to what I had stated to our last caller. If you are really truly concerned about supporting people who are having to deal with these sort of regulations that are prohibiting them from being able to deliver their product to even a farmer's market, then it's up to you as a consumer to find those people, reach out to those people, and support those people, because that will make the difference in their survival as farmers and possibly even as your survivors if our times get bad to where you can't locate things in the mainstream means of market. And, you know, so that's something that I would like to encourage everyone to do, as well as to, you know, pay attention to your legislation and the regulations that are around you.
That sounds good, and I've said for years, have you hugged your farmer today? If you don't have one to hug, you'd better hunt one up. Time for another break, and we'll be out on the other side.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. This is guest host Donna Betts with special guest Linda Fagan. And we're still taking calls at 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 1-800-313-9443. Well, we're getting to the downside of things here. How about you telling us what kind of a farming operation you and your family have? You're just the mama hen there, and but we know you keep digging and scratching an awful lot of the time. And I think that people might be interested in what kind of a farming operation you have and how you have been able to incorporate your kids into it.
Okay. I'm a, as she said, a mom. I'm a wife and a mom. My husband and I will soon celebrate our 30th anniversary, and we have 8 children. We farm 100 acres of ground here in southeast Ohio. That's, well, we own that much. We actually farm some neighboring property. We have a grade A dairy, and we also do some poultry. And then my oldest son has been interested in greenhouse operations and vegetable production. He is now married, has 2 children, and has recently purchased his own farm, which is 3 miles away from us. So he's somewhat on his own, but yet not on his own totally. We keep heifers on his farm. We help each other out with haymaking and various things. I think Donna had written on my information sheet that my oldest daughter helps with the dairy. She is one of the main ones interested in milk cows, and she's the one who gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning and goes to the barn every morning at 4 o'clock.
The work ethic is strong in this household, believe me.
Okay, and then I have a daughter who took over Donna's milking goat.
She and I are now full partners. I've been mentoring her since she was 8.
Yes.
And Grace is now...
She's, 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had to stop and think there. When you have 8 of them, you kind of lose. You have to stop and think which one's what age.
We are hoping that someday we can see the light at the other end of this tunnel, and then we can continue to do something with this. But I'm rolling up on 79 come November of this year, so I need some younger blood to do the muscle work. And this young lady is the perfect candidate to do so. So she and I are in full partnership on the goats. Go ahead. Oh,
okay. I think we've got a break coming up.
Right. I think we're looking at our last break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Beg pardon? Oh, this is the end of the show. Well, we've been glad to have you with us. This has been brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. And you can visit us at www.farmtoconsumer.com.